Savici, wake me up on Quinny's Best Variety, Mix 97. Good morning. It is 8:38. I'm Sean Kelly, Orlena Kane, Lana Cameron. Another hot day for Mix Nation. It's going to warm up to 30. Lots of water today if you're outdoors. Embrace it. This summer so far has been extremely hot since the kids got out of school a couple of weeks ago. It is Wednesday, July the 10th. We have Tanya Burr with us in Studio 97. Tanya is a palliative clinical nurse practitioner. Welcome to Studio 97.
Thank you very much for having me today.
A lot of talk in Belleville over the last 48 hours about the role of a nurse practitioner. It was brought up in conversation and debate at Belleville City Council this past Monday. And you're here. We were thinking, why don't we get somebody in to talk about this? You know, you and I are both on the board members with Family Space here in Belleville, so we have a history with that organization. I know you're a nurse practitioner, and Belleville is out about, I guess, 10,000 plus in this area don't have a family doctor.
Absolutely, yeah.
And a nurse practitioner, maybe we can utilize the education and the knowledge of the nurse practitioner a little better. That conversation was started this past Monday. Tell us about a nurse practitioner.
Yeah, absolutely. So nurse practitioners, I guess the scope has changed dramatically. For a lot of us over the last probably 5 or 10 years. What's really interesting is that nurse practitioners have the ability to diagnose. So let's say you came to my clinic with any form of an illness. And what really we can diagnose any illness, we can prescribe any medications with an added course. We can also prescribe controlled substances like benzodiazepines or opioids. And further that, we can treat you, we can send you for diagnostic imaging, we can send you for ultrasounds, we can send you to specialist referrals, to cardiology, to nephrology, to whatever ologist you're looking to see. We can send you to physiotherapy, we can do all of those things that you typically would have done with your family physician, which is what most people are aware of in the community. That's what most patients are used to seeing.
Because family physicians can get bogged down with the more simple kind of things that a nurse practitioner could manage for them so that they can handle sort of the bigger, heavier issues.
Yeah, and actually what's really interesting about that is that many nurse practitioners are the ones that are actually managing the chronic disease and the complex chronic diseases like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, or diabetes. And that's really what we're really trained to do is manage those complex comorbid type of conditions.
So what's the difference between a nurse practitioner and an RN?
So in RN, you would have your standardized type of 4-year Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree. Nurse practitioners have to work for an extended period of time as a registered nurse, and then they apply to go back to school for their nurse practitioner degree. All of us coming out of school are master's trained as well, so we have a master's degree in nursing, and then we also have a nurse practitioner, which allows us that further scope of advanced assessment and diagnosis. The ability to prescribe. We are given an OHIP billing number, so we can then send you for referrals, send you for blood work, and all those added pieces. And we are regulated by the College of Nurses, which is the same regulatory body that also regulates registered nurses and registered practical nurses, except we have a different standard guideline because we practice differently than they do.
Okay, so let's, mom hears that their son thinks he has an ear infection and it's tough to get into the family doctor's office, might be on holidays or whatever, or they don't have a family doctor and they're not too sure about the 4 or 5 hour wait at a clinic. This is where the nurse practitioner, take it from there. What they would come in and see whomever.
Yeah. So actually prior to my current work, I worked in the county in an actual family medicine clinic or a family practice. And I was there 5 days a week. So I would see patients on an ongoing basis. I had some of my own rostered patients, but then I would also have some of the acute stuff that would come in week to week. Many of the nurse practitioners, we are government funded practitioners. We don't bill the government for reimbursement like physicians do. So we are a funded position. We are paid a salary. So we are given a position within a particular clinic, and then we would roster patients or we would see patients ongoing. But that is absolutely within our scope.
And what about the nurse practitioner's office here in Belleville? It was one of the first, I believe, in the province.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're becoming more and more common within the province. As our nurse practitioners, you're seeing us more and more in family health teams, family health organizations, in funded positions, in nurse practitioner-led clinics. And really, you see a lot of us in community health centers. There are also nurse practitioners that are functioning privately or independently within the province as well, in starting up their own clinic in different type of funding models.
So, Alani, just maybe share your story from 12 years ago in Peterborough when you were working there.
Yeah, I mean, nurse practitioners were, there was a lot of talk about them several years ago in Peterborough because, like Belleville, you know, we needed a lot of doctors when I lived there. And so they discussed bringing in several nurse practitioners, and they did all over the place. And my family doctor ended up in her office, having a vacancy in her office, actually brought in exactly kind of what you were speaking about that you did, brought a nurse practitioner in to work alongside her. So when we called for an appointment, you know, quite often they would say, well, are you okay seeing the nurse practitioner today because she has an opening or, you know, things like that. So it actually made it a lot easier to get in to see someone because it doesn't necessarily have to be your doctor, but it's great to have someone there who can diagnose, who can tell you what's going on and prescribe or send you where you need to go if need be.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for saying that the way you did, working alongside. I think that's a really key point. Nurse practitioners do not need to be supervised by a physician. We work independently under our own license. So we really work in a collaborative sense, and I think that's really important.
All right, stay with us. Can you hang in for a bit?
I sure can.
Tanya Burr, an NP here on The Mix. Listen.